Hello, this is Sherman Haywood Cox II, the web minister of SabbathPulpit.com. There are two sections in this audio presentation. The first is a discussion of the unnamed woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment to be healed. The second is a discussion of the Sabbath attack. Story. The story is found in Mark 5, 25 to 34, where a woman who had wanted healing realized all she had to do was simply touch the hem of Jesus' garment. There is a contrast in this story and the story of Jairus, who wanted healing for his daughter. In Mark 5:22-23, Jairus jumped in front of Jesus and requested healing. However, this unnamed woman just wanted to touch the hem of his clothes and be healed. She didn't want to stop Jesus. She didn't want to be a bother to Jesus, but she knew that if she could just touch his clothes, healing would come. Jesus was on the way to heal Jairus' daughter when the woman touched his clothes, and yet Jesus wouldn't just let it go. He felt something. Even the tug of desperation on his clothes was felt. It felt different than the crowd pushing against him. It felt different. Jesus knows about the healing that we need, and he feels the touch of desperation. But there was something else. This was a teaching moment, not just for the woman, but for the crowd. For the woman was still cowering in the darkness, even though she had been healed. Perhaps she didn't feel the right to get the healing that was given to her. Perhaps she feared Jesus might be angry, but Jesus called her forward. Jesus told her in front of everyone that she is an example of faith and that she is healed. She can now come out of the shadows. She can now go back to her family. She can now rejoin the society that set her to the side due to her illness. Jesus had healed the break between her and her community. Today, God has given us healing. Some of us, like Jairus, have jumped in front of Jesus begging for mercy, while others may have simply wanted to get the healing without fanfare. But in all cases, the power of God has come to heal us of that which is afflicting us. Perhaps it is not the physical ailments that God has healed us of, but it is the things that separate us from our communities. It is the things that alienate us from even our own being. It is the things that alienate us from God. God has come to heal us of the separation, and today we can live in that. For like that unnamed woman, Jesus calls us forward in front of everyone to say, "You are rest provides a very helpful theological discussion of the Sabbath. Mueller notes that many of us use the standard greeting, "I am so busy." Many of us use our busyness as a trophy. We think that busyness is some sort of prize. Our culture prizes busyness. I know people who have two cell phones, a beeper, and numerous email accounts all testify that they are busy. What are we seeking in this busyness? Too often we are seeking significance. We may consider ourselves somebody because we are doing something and important. And if it is not important, at least it is doing something. What are we seeking? We are seeking more. Mueller describes this as being seduced by the promises of more. More money, more recognition, more satisfaction, more love, more information, more influence, more possessions, and even more security. Unquote. What happens in our search for more? We lose the concept of enough. We lose the value of just being. We lose the ability to just enjoy and create. We lose the knowledge that we cannot do everything. We lose rest. In short, we lose Sabbath. Certainly, the devil knows what the devil is up to when the principle of rest and the Sabbath is attacked. In the last days, God will have a people who will keep the commandments of God, according to Revelation 14 and verse 12. That people will of necessity remember the Sabbath day, Exodus 28. They will remember to rest. They will remember that this world that judges us totally by what we can do or what we can accomplish is against God's designs. We must never forget that Adam was created on the sixth day, and therefore his first full day was the Sabbath. Adam first rested before Adam began to subdue the earth. Genesis 1:28. In the last days, God wants us to remember that even God rested. On the seventh day, we come together to celebrate that we all can just get off the treadmill and rest. You have been listening to the SabbathPulpit.com. I invite you to come to SabbathPulpit.com to find other audio and text and video resources like this one. God bless you.